Hey everybody, I'm Adam.
I'm Michael.
And we are bored in Ohio. I feel like it's been a while since we've done a podcast.
It's been like 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah, I mean, we've had some other content, lined up, some clown face and gas mask stuff. I hope if you guys are watching that, you're enjoying it. I know some people are.
You say a are few? Or aren't?
Are? I don't think we've got any thumbs down yet, so it seems like.
Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah, and I'm a little behind my schedule.
You are.
Just ever so slightly.
Let me make sure the audience knows I have offered many times to help, but he's selfish.
I got a system. Mm-hmm. I have a system. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean, the next commentary, it's edited. I just got to like do my final touches, which it was supposed to roll that last week. So I'm 1 week behind. I'm going to get ahead.
All right.
Trust me. Trust the process.
I'm trusting the process.
Yeah. One thing I want to talk about is something that I'm surprised you haven't noticed yet. At least you haven't said it. What's different around you? What's different around me?
That's my favorite hat that you own.
Yeah, Peter McKinnon.
I mean, you still look like a damn stick. You need to put some food in your body.
I'm working out.
Yeah.
I'm lifting weights.
So am I. And you need to put some food in your body.
I do. How many calories do you think I eat a day?
I'd like to give you some
more protein. This is going to turn into a health podcast.
I'd like to give you some more protein.
No. That's not much protein.
Well, you're not drinking. I'm the only one drinking. Is this what you're getting at? Because this is weird.
No, but we can touch this first, I guess.
Well, I'd rather touch something else.
But well, I'm doing a dry April.
Why?
Because I know you like me wet.
Why are you doing a dry April?
Since I've been doing this whole losing weight thing.
Yeah.
And I've been, lifting weights, doing the whole progressive overload thing, consuming more protein. I was like, I'm going to, not drink for a month and just see what that does to my body.
All right.
Why don't you care about my health?
I drink every day. I don't see you caring about mine.
I know, but that makes you happy.
It does make me happy.
But that wasn't what I was getting at.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
But I knew you'd be distraught about my dry April. But just know it's temporary. It is temporary.
It bothers me, but go ahead.
I'll see you in May.
Exactly. That's why I said it bothers me. It's not like we're going to be going to our bar anytime soon now.
Yeah, I can drink a non-alcoholic beer. I've done that before. They're not bad. Anywho.
Anyway.
The thing I was referring to is, look at my windscreen here.
Oh, your penis head instead of the...
Oh, it's a big boy.
Instead of the cone-shaped one I've got here. Okay, yeah. What about
it? This is just a test,
Oh, we're testing this today?
Yeah.
To see if I sound better on the cone and you sound better on the...
No, the theory is that I'm going to sound better with like my... sounds.
Do you a lot?
Yeah, with you? All the time.
Do you hear me doing that a lot?
I hear some, they call them plosives in the business, which we act like we're in the business. I hear them, yeah. And okay. People got that sudden pop of air.
Yeah.
I run it through an AI filter that helps clean up the audio a little bit, but sometimes it makes us sound like robots if I stress it too much.
So you're trying to lower the steps then.
I'm trying to, make this as efficient as possible and professional as possible, since right now my schedule isn't as professional as possible with this stuff. I'm just trying to, we got the equipment. I'm manifesting professionalism here.
You are.
Other than that, I didn't really have a lot to talk about. I mean,
I do.
You always do. Well, give me the topics first, and I'll tell you which one I want to talk with you about first.
I saw two films, and I'm getting set up to do the trailer or the film reactions. Hopefully, this week or next, I shall be all set with that. But
get ready for Michael's Rage Corner, where he just shit talks any movie he sees. What I'm predicting. At least
I have two films that I saw.
Okay.
And I liked both of them. One of them will probably surprise you.
Oh my God.
I watched
Spaceman.
I watched Spaceman.
Was that the Adam Sandler one?
Yeah, it's the Adam Sandler
with
one.
With the big spider?
Yep.
And it was good?
It is. I liked it. It is nothing short of just a drama look at a different perspective on life and relationships and what's important to you and what should be important to you rather than, you know, your own fame and what you want to do, et cetera, et cetera. There's more important things in life.
Like hanging out with your buddy in front of a microphone.
Exactly. I mean, I got to see you some way. If I have to have a dong in front of my mouth to do it, I'll do it for you. The spider, did at first I'm like, you know, I glance up at the screen, like, let's see how far I get into this before I shut it off. Cause it's rather quick.
To the spider,
it pops. It's there rather quickly. The ending, and I'm not giving away anything, the very end of the film, like the last thing that you see before it ends, I thought was perfect. Perfect. What was said, what they showed, perfect ending for this film. I was very happy with the very end. Right before the very end is the only part where it lost me. So if you see it, there's a section. And I'm like, this is dumb. You should have just, it should have either ended right before this happens, which I'm talking about 3 minutes that they should have just gotten rid of. Mm-hmm. Or have it end right before that. But I thought the very ending of it was perfect. So
you were at a precipice of like, oh fuck, they're going to screw the landing on this movie.
You're going to Stephen King this shit. Yeah.
And then they totally redeem themselves.
Yeah. But I did find myself going, you know, this is a beautiful film. What it means, what it stands for. I was very surprised that it ended up being what it was. And I liked it and it's moving.
I'm going to have to check it out.
Yeah. I really liked it.
I mean, I was curious when I saw the trailer. Yeah. I mean, we talked about it in a different episode. I was like, this is interesting.
I watched it to completely shit on it on here. I'm not going to lie.
And you were surprised.
I was surprised. That's the only reason I watched it, so I could shit all over it.
Maybe you're evolving. Is this a new Michael? Are you open to ideas and things?
You know, like one of my favorite films is What Dreams May Come.
What Dreams May Come?
What Dreams May Come. You know, the Robin Williams mm-hmm. film. Which that's an acquired taste, I guess, for a lot of people. That's nothing but sadness and drama. I love that movie. The Lovely Bones. I love that film. I'm curious how Kara would...
I feel like she's seen it.
Oh, has she? I love that movie. I love the way it was shot. I love everything about it.
I liked What Dreams May Come.
Did you?
Had an interesting art style.
Claire hates it.
I thought the depiction of the afterlife was interesting.
Yeah, like that. Like everything's like paint and shit. Yeah, I like the idea of that too. I just like the utter despair and sadness of that film. Like it's a fucking downer.
Do you like Requiem for a Dream?
Yeah, that's a weird movie, but the acting in it.
That is, that's a depressing as fuck movie.
It is. And it's just weird. But Jared Leto's weird.
Yeah. Well, you know, our buddy Jason.
Yeah.
He watched that movie. I don't know if that's really true, but he said like, because it was back in the day of VHS.
VHS.
Some of these fuckers don't know what that is. He said he watched it. He just didn't take the tape out of his VCR and like just didn't use a VCR for forever.
Of course.
He was like, fuck that. That was too depressing, too whatever. I don't know.
So he didn't even know what to do.
He didn't know what to do. So he never touched it again. He refused to touch the tape.
That's interesting.
You can correct me if I'm wrong, Jason, but I'm pretty sure that's what you did.
Is he listening to this?
He fucking better be.
I was on I went for
Jason,
a little...
hold on.
Yeah.
If you're listening to this and watching this, you better leave a goddamn comment and a like.
Especially the like.
And that goes for the rest of you. And subscribe.
And subscribe.
Mid-episode prompt there.
I feel like we're whores every time we go and subscribe.
We're not. Well, we're not like the typical YouTube whores. Smash that like button, 2024 style.
I'll do that on the film.
Smash it like I smashed your mom.
I'll do that on the film reviews.
You do it.
No, I went on a little trip this weekend to a birthday party of a old friend of mine, and I found out there's a few people that listen to our podcast or watch it. I don't know which one. They just commented on like, how's it going? When's the extra stuff coming out? I'm like, how do you even know about it? They're like, well, you posted the thing on Facebook. I go, not under my account. They're like, no, but when you posted it on there and since your name's linked, I guess it came up in their feed somewhere. So they went over to it and then they started listening to the podcast. And I mean, like five other people mentioned it offhandedly. And I was like, oh, I guess we're really popular. Anyway.
Check our viewers and our viewer our views on our videos. You can be the judge on if we're popular or not.
The other film I watched, Nick Cage's Dream Scenario.
I don't think I've heard of that one.
Oh, really?
I know he's been doing like a, just a bunch of like either indie
films,
or
whatever
type movies lately.
This, you didn't see the trailer for this.
Maybe
he's got
to tell me.
He's like a professor looking. Well, he's a professor with a shaped head. And people start dreaming about him.
Yep.
So it's like an A24 film, which I love those. Uh-huh. And it was all kinds of weird. And I love Nick Cage. I think the older I get, the more and more and more I love him, even though I've pretty much always loved him. But man, that movie, I liked it. I liked it quite a bit, but it went from these are good dreams, and you can take that however you want to. Like whatever kind of a dream for you would be a good dream. Mm-hmm. They start off that way, and then they go downhill quick. But everybody is dreaming about him, and he's in everybody's dreams doing. And it's about oddly enough, because I don't know how this topic would ever came up, but it's like, what would happen? How does society change around you based on complete perception of whether it's true or not, just from what they think, from what they've experienced something, how it completely can ruin your life.
Yeah.
It was an interesting film. I liked it.
Just like if your wife has a dream that you cheated on them and in the morning, they're like pissed at you.
Oh yeah, that's happened. I don't know how many times, and I'm like, what?
I don't think that's happened with me, Kara. But I know like she's had a dream about something, and she was kind of like, "You didn't try to save me." I'm like, "What do you mean? Why didn't you try to save me?"
That's nice,
because that was a projection of me in your fucking brain.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm like, I was literally right here, and half the time I'm like. Well, I'm like, well, who was it? She's like, I don't know. I don't know who the hell that was. I've never seen them before in my life. It's like, what? Anyway, it's dumb. It affects everything. You know, my son has a dream periodically every now and then that my daughter starts murdering everybody in the family.
He may be a fortune teller.
Right?
I think he has the sight. He can see what happens. Sid,
she
could do it.
She could snap. Yeah, it's possible.
She's really sweet, but like, yeah, she could turn on you.
So what we're doing right now, guys, if we're getting the underlying meaning is don't get married, don't have children. That's what he's trying to say.
They're just going to tell you you're doing things wrong and the kids will eventually kill you. Yeah. One way or another.
One
they'll
way
wear
or another.
You down.
Yeah, that's true.
Or they'll just outright kill you.
But yeah, that's my two. I think you would like both of them. Yeah, I'm gonna say I think you'd like both of those films, and they're free.
Yeah,
I think Dream Scenario was on.
As well, they're free as long as you have the streaming.
Well, yeah, Netflix or Spaceman. I forget. Dream Scenario was that on? Did I watch that on Prime or was that like Peacock Plus or whatever the hell? I'm so sick of it. Oh yeah, I'm not gonna.
You have all the things.
You have all the
things. None of it's free. You're locked in for life.
Yeah,
they got you by the balls.
Like $3,000 a month and some these streaming fees for shit because Claire belongs to all of them. Look how long I waited till I cussed. Can I get some kind of kudos or an award or something? That's the longest.
I'd have to
go
back and check the tape. I find it hard to believe that's the first time, but it's possible. It's possible. Like I told you, new Michael.
It's new.
I'm liking movies. Not cursing.
Oh, I watched something. What did I watch? I was shitting all over it. I took a bunch of notes. Hold on. Did I save this? I watched something and I'm like, I got to tell Adam about this thing. It was fucking off. Oh, I watched the new Roadhouse movie.
Did you? I didn't see it.
Oh, I had my phone out just shitting all over this movie, like writing down every note possible. But the one thing that I just can't fucking get past. Okay. And I love Conor McGregor. I think you know that. I've loved watching him fight and stuff. But and everybody makes fun of it. Have you seen the little memes of him?
Oh, yeah.
He does literally walk like that the entire time in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, like, and he turns his whole,
yeah.
Instead of just turning, he's like, you know, turning his whole fucking body. And I mean, I know it's his first film. It almost works because he's such a fucking nutcase, like his character.
Right.
It almost works just because, like, I can see a cult following going along after some, you know, years go by. They're like, no, he was fantastic because he fully was just.
He's just like a caricature of a bad guy.
Yes.
Yeah. That's meme exactly is right. Perfect. Where it's the thing where he was walking somewhere and
he's like, where just, the fuck is everybody?
Yeah. And he's like, yeah.
And he walks like that and turns like that the entire film long. Jake was ridiculously ripped.
Mm-hmm.
Ridiculous. Like over the top ripped. Like you don't have time to work out like you're doing the job you're doing. So that's a little bit much. I did like a few things about it. I liked how violent it was. You know, because the first movie is, I mean, the original's amazing. I love everything about that movie. But Jake, his Dalton is uber violent. Like, he kills many people.
All right.
It wasn't just like beat him up and try to stop yourself until the throat rip out from the original, which that does not happen in this movie. That was a spoiler alert. There's no grabbing the throat and killing you.
In case that's what you were really looking forward
it's
to.
It's not in it. Sorry.
Sorry.
Completely sets up for a sequel of some sorts.
It could happen.
It looks like it almost looks like, did you watch Reacher?
No.
Okay.
The show?
The show.
No.
The show's
actually. I ended up seeing the movie.
First season's really good.
Yeah.
According to my son, the second season, which he loves this show, is basically the first season again. Okay. But I could see them where Dalton's just now, he's going to be like a traveler and he just goes to another bar, whatever, helps them fix the shit and whatever current drug dealer, mob boss or whatever the fuck is bothering this town. I mean, I could totally see that them doing that with this.
Mm-hmm.
The fights were pretty good. Just the fights between Conor McGregor and Jake were pretty, they were pretty good.
I did see an interview where Jake was like, I had to constantly tell Conor, remind him, like, it's all fake.
Yeah.
Like, don't really hit me.
Yeah, I guess he did hit him a few times.
I think Jake Gyllenhaal was on an episode of Smartless podcast. Do you listen to that? You watched the show on HBO, didn't you? Smartless?
I don't even know what you're talking about.
What? Yeah, you do?
No.
You're a fucking liar. It has Jason Bateman and Will Arnett.
You talked to me about this. I never watched it. Never watched it, no.
Oh, it's great.
Why?
Because those guys are great.
I love all those guys.
Yeah.
But what's the reason I'm watching it? What is the reason? What is it about?
They interview, like, other celebrities.
So it's just an interview show.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's
fun. Because they're, you know, the banter, and they give each other shit. They're just like us, just like constantly shitting on each other.
Okay. No, I did not realize that. And no, I've not watched any of it.
And he never will.
I don't know. Seeing Jake on there with those guys, I don't even think I'd click to watch that one. Who else do they have on there?
Oh, tons of people.
I mean, I like Jake. I like him.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, most of the films I've seen, I like him. But no.
I mean, the HBO thing just highlighted, I don't know, it was like 8 shows or whatever.
Yeah.
But I mean, they have like just an ongoing podcast. I don't know if they video each one because we'd listen to it on car rides. Oh. But I mean, we listened to like, you know, Willem Dafoe.
Oh, I love. Yeah. Anything was he on there?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll definitely anything he's in interview wise. I watch every one of them. I love him.
He's goofy.
He's like, goofy. He's but he's great.
He lives in Italy.
Yeah,
he's got like he's talking about this his beautiful dog. He's just an interesting guy.
Yeah,
yeah.
I really like him. Hey, I forgot to, I was meaning to actually ask you this in like a text or something, but now that you're sitting here next to me, when's the last time you watched Man of Steel?
Oh, I think I only watched it once.
So I don't know if you remember this, but when I first saw it, I was bitching about that thing, mm-hmm. about a bunch of stuff, way too long, way too much this. Thursday night this past, for shits and giggles, I was just too tired. I didn't want to do anything else. I'm like, I'm just flipping through looking for something. And I'm like, for some reason, I'm like, I'm going to watch this again. And I watched it. It's actually a really good fucking movie.
I don't think I don't think I had a problem with it when it came out.
I remember shitting all over it, but I mean, not to the point where like Henry Cavill, he's great as Superman.
Yeah.
And I liked, as usual, Snyder. I love the style. Style's always great, but it's like even the stuff at the very beginning of the film, like I liked all of it. I remember thinking it was way too long in some of these fight scenes, but I watched it this time through expecting to be even further bored because it ended up feeling like the pacing was more right. Now, I don't know. Is that because I'm jaded from watching so many long films since I've seen that or whatever?
Yeah.
But I was like, by the end of the movie, I'm like, fuck, that was really, really good. It was actually really good.
Yeah. If I recall right, the only things I really like had comment on were like the end of the movie, pretty much. Because
when he broke his neck?
No, I didn't really care about that because like you saw like he didn't want to, like he was still within character. But there, he had no other choice.
And he was trying, and it showed very much so he was trying to not kill him. Yeah.
Just it's the generic giant beam destroying a city or something that the good guy has to stop. That was just like, it's such a silly.
Oh, you mean they're terraforming it?
Yeah. And it was like, became like a Skrillex concert for a second.
Yeah.
Just like, it's always like a big beam in these fucking superhero movies that somebody has to stop. And it's like, come on, can't they just fucking fight? Like, even then, like, I mean, I appreciate that, like, two Superman-type folk fighting, that the amount of destruction that was happening,
it's more realistic.
Yeah,
I like that about
it. But then when you take a minute to stop and think, like, well, yeah, Superman threw Zod through that building. Oh, all those people in there are probably dead.
Oh, yeah. I was sitting there this time again, too, going, there's probably at least 200 here that are dead. Yeah.
For all the people that complained about Superman killing Zod, think about all the hundreds of people that died in those buildings.
Yeah, and all the buildings falling on everybody in the streets and everything else. Yeah, it's like, yeah.
Yeah, which, I mean, that's, you know, Batman v Superman. That's why Batman was pissed.
That's true. There was the
setup. Did have that. But then they did the stupidest thing in that movie where, like, they took the fight to, like, the construction area where there's nobody around so nobody could get fucking hurt or whatever.
Yeah. That movie was all kinds of awful.
Come on, you already fucking killed a bunch of people in this movie. Why not just kill a bunch of people in this movie too?
I can't think of a single thing, honestly, that I liked about Batman versus Superman. I can't think of a single thing that I liked about it.
I think there were like there's the one Batman fight scene that was good, like where he pops up from the ground. That was basically like watching somebody do a real life video of Arkham Asylum moves.
Oh, that part. Yeah. That was cool.
I think that was because it showed his, like his, that Batman's fighting style was very, very brutal.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to end you in this fight immediately.
Yeah.
As quickly as possible. And I appreciated that.
I forgot about that scene. That's actually, that's probably I liked that scene.
You know, like it was on April Fool's, but man, I would love for them to do it. On April Fool's, there's like Christopher Nolan's coming back with Christian Bale.
Shit.
To do The Dark Knight Returns, like adapt that story. And I was like, fuck. But I was such an idiot. Like, I have no perception of time.
You didn't realize now. What day it was? Yeah.
No clue. And I'm like, that's not fucking happening. And I, you know, had to search it up.
Yeah.
But so many things fooled me that day.
Yeah. No, Kyle, funny you said this. Kyle sent me, I can't remember what it was now. He sent me something, and I think it had to do with something Marvel. Mm-hmm. He's like, oh man, real bummer for you. And I looked at it and I go, you know, it's April 1st, right? And he's like, oh, God damn it. And I was like, you dumb shit. He's like, never mind. Fuck it. Fuck. Never mind. What the fuck was it? Something with Marvel about, oh, I think they were like saying they were going to cancel, or it was like something about completely moving Deadpool versus Wolverine out like 2 or 3 more years, or canceling it or something. Or there was some big, basically saying it wasn't going to come out. And that's why he was like, that's what it was. And I'm like,
he's an idiot.
Yeah. Yeah. You're an idiot, KB. He doesn't listen to this.
No, he does.
Oh, does he?
He gave us shit.
Oh, that's right, about Helldivers?
Yeah. Me telling all his secrets.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you came with content, because all I did was talk about how I'm not drinking and how I have a bigger foam thing on my microphone.
You would have more content if you drank.
You know what we should do?
Yeah.
We should do the whole table read thing.
We've been talking about this, and we've not done it.
Well, that's to make it easier. I think we should just do it with me, you, and Jason to get the ball rolling.
Yeah, sure.
Because I don't even know if Melissa would want to do it.
She'll do what we tell her to do, damn it.
That's very male.
Oh, I'm not being because of male.
Chauvinist.
I'm just saying sexist. I have spoken. How many times I send that to you? I have spoken means you just do it.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
They fall in line.
You can catch Michael at the next rally.
shit.
But that's all I got. So
yeah.
If you want better content, smash the like button.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, you start putting your effort in, we'll give you better content.
Yeah. So until then.
Watch Dream Scenario, Spaceman, if you want to be think of life in a different way.
And stay bored.
In Ohio.